Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets discussion here at KTIC. Well, by the way, the markets look here, Roy, they must be harvesting in a number of different places across the country, huh?
I think we're pretty much into harvest now. Here in Cass County, there were a few guys did some early corn, but this week so far, just about everybody's in their first field or two of soybeans, and so harvest move right along till we got that rain Wednesday night.
Boy, we were talking about those warm winds that we had last weekend, and boy, that really pushed the crop along, didn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of funny for me to watch, I guess, since I don't farm very big anymore. We went to church on Sunday morning, and the beans still had leaves on, and by nightfall, we were starting to talk about how quick do you think we can get started tomorrow morning. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen beans mature as fast as they did Sunday.
And you said one of your neighbors had corn drop 3 points in a day?
It dropped 3 points in one 24-hour period from 22 down to 19, which, you know, 22 is a little wet to handle, but 19 handles pretty well, and, you know, really you can dry that with just air. You don't have to use any heat on it.
Now, as far as the harvest getting underway across the country, that's been reflected in the markets, hasn't it, Roy?
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting. It hasn't been reflected all that much in the futures market, but it's definitely been reflected in the basis. The premiums that for early harvest that we've seen, you know, in previous weeks, in soybeans, they're gone completely. In corn, as I look at the bids here on my local elevator, there's one elevator that's still offering a premium for immediate delivery, but basically that's about gone too. And in fact, we saw the basis slip about 3.5 cents yesterday, so that's reflecting the harvest that is now imminent.
Now, as far as some of those early yields and the early harvest activity, what have folks been saying in terms of yields and quality?
The quality in general has been very good. The yields that I'm hearing are running in the 200 neighborhood for non-irrigated corn here in the east end of Cass County. Beans, I've heard reports all the way 50 to 65, and you know, we really haven't had enough beans harvested, or I guess we haven't had enough time since the bean harvest started that we're getting a lot of yield reports, but the beans certainly are going to be good. I don't know if they're going to be as outstanding as we thought they might.
Yeah, but still talking 50 to 65 bushel beans, that ain't bad, is it, Roy?
Well, you know, 50 bushels here in east end of Cass County, that's about what my five-year average has been. Compared to other dry land areas, most of them run 40 to 45, and so a 50 bushel bean yield is respectable, and 55 is even better.
As long as we're talking about yields, I see a few more of these private analysts are coming out with their guesstimates for the next crop report that's coming out. The 9th of October? Is it in a week that we get another one?
Something like that. I don't know. Without looking at the calendar, I don't know exactly when it is. But yeah, we'll have our fill of prognostications for the next several days until that October crop report comes out. And of course, you know, they'll probably be adjusted from day to day depending on what people are saying.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how this affects our marketing plan. You know, you said that that premium in the basis has kind of gone away. We talked about that last week. You know, it might have been worth spending a half a day delivering a load of corn or beans, but with that away, that you know, we really have to start pushing the pencil again, huh, Roy?
Yeah, that's not even a possibility anymore. We need to be looking now at capturing basis on the grain that's harvested as we go out into November and December, January. One of the big features of the dead cat bounce that I talk about a lot is that the dead cat bounce is always accompanied by a basis improvement, and I track March soybean futures for that. And so we'll be watching the March soybean futures and also the cash to try to pick up an indication that basis is narrowing. In terms of corn, historically, if you look at the time from now on out into the 1st of July of 2010, on average, there's not much of a rally in the July futures, but there is a basis improvement. And so what you're doing is you're storing for that basis improvement in hopes that the July futures don't come down. If anything, they go up, and then that with a basis improvement kind of gives you enough income to pay for this effort and cost and storage.
Can you give us a little bit of a range, Roy? What are some of our targets for basis that we should be looking at?
Well, locally here, and I'm sitting between Bungie and Council Bluffs and ADM and Lincoln, and I market the Midwest Co-op, and on soybeans they're looking now at 54 under November futures. There's only a couple cent spread between November and March, and you know, I guess I would look at somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 under for a good basis improvement on soybeans. And in corn, our basis is sitting around a negative 45 cents. And again, I'd look for 30 under as a target. That would give you 15 cents improvement on the basis. And the carry on corn is running around 30, so that would give you 45 cents if you wanted to lock that in and bet on the basis.
Very good. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about here this morning, something we might have missed?
Well, it's just a real interesting time of the year, and most people are focused on harvesting, not on marketing, and that's okay because you need to kind of put those beans away and wait for the dead cat bounce, and you need to kind of put the corn away and wait for that basis improvement. So, you know, it's kind of hard for me to come up with a recommendation for making any sales right now.
Not as far as sales goes, but let's go ahead and have a safe harvest season, right, Roy?
Absolutely. Be careful of turning augers and flowing grain and electricity and all kinds of things like that. We certainly have a temptation to try to cut corners this time of year, and just think about what it would be to try to farm without that hand or foot or whatever. You might get wrapped up in a auger that might slow you down forever.
For folks that do want more information from you concerning their marketing plan, how do they get that?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
Well, thanks. Appreciate the discussion, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here at KTIC.